At KVGC News, time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday, the 11th day of December for 2018. In the news for today, the Jackson City Council has selected the city's mayor for the year and approved a new regional parks and recreational study and development fee. Monday's meeting opened with the swearing-in of council members Connie Gonzalez and Bob Stimson to new four-year terms. Then the council voted Stimson in as mayor and Gonzalez as vice mayor for the next year on a pair of unanimous votes. Police Chief Scott Morrison, who is retiring at the end of the year, also addressed the council, thanking them for their support over his 15 years as police chief with the city. The newly seated council also voted to approve a new Nexus study and regional parks and recreation plan. The new plan, which is to be adopted by local jurisdictions throughout Amador County, applies $3,200 in fees to each newly built house in order to pay for additional regional parks and recreational facilities that can be addressed throughout the county. Now, in addition, the City of Jackson will collect a $1,600 fee for use on building and improving its own parks. The council also received a report on improvements to the city's sewer pipe system and discussed community assignments for council members for the coming year.
And the trial of Angels Camp businesswoman Ivona Hughes, accused of animal cruelty, scheduled to begin April 3rd in Calaveras Superior Court. Hughes, the owner of the now-closed pet bathhouse on Main Street Angels Camp, appeared in court Monday with her attorney Ken Foley. Judge Timothy Healy also set a trial readiness conference for March 29th and a trial confirmation conference for April 2nd. Hughes' trial was supposed to have started December 5th, but the Calaveras DA's office asked for a delay because two of their witnesses were unable to be there. And the motion did not specify which of the approximately 30 potential witnesses were not available. Hughes accused of 3 counts of felony animal cruelty, 2 counts of felony grand theft, and 2 counts of misdemeanor animal cruelty relating to 3 dogs left in her care by a Butte fire survivor. Hughes was arrested almost a year and a half ago on the charges and has been out on bail since her arrest for failing to appear for an arraignment in the same case 16 months ago.
Well, recent rains and cooler temperatures across the region have lowered the threat of wildfires, allowing California's CAL FIRE unit, El Dorado Amador unit, to transition out of peak fire season effective yesterday. Now, in Amador, El Dorado, Sacramento, and Alpine counties, there will be still staffing, but they will not be at the peak fire season. Now, they will continue to maintain staffing levels to meet any future threat, as well as having the ability to strategically move resources to areas that remain at a higher wildfire threat level. In Amador El Dorado's unit, CAL FIRE responded to 271 wildfires this year that charred 1,897 acres. CAL FIRE, again, will continue monitoring weather conditions closely and will maintain the ability to increase staffing should conditions warrant.
Well, a solo vehicle accident claimed the life of a Stockton man along Highway 26 east of Sport Hill Road Sunday afternoon. According to CHP, at approximately 2:15, the Stockton Communications Center received a call of a traffic collision involving a solo motorcycle on State Route 26 near Sport Hill Road in Moke Hill. Officers from CHP San Andreas responded and discovered a deceased male motorcycle rider. It was determined the man was Richie Pierce, who was riding a 2001 Harley-Davidson Sportster motorcycle on 26 eastbound, east of Sport Hill Road, at an unknown speed. Pierce failed to negotiate a curve in the road, drove off the right shoulder, and collided with a tree. Pierce was ejected from the motorcycle and suffered fatal injuries. The cause still under investigation, as is the time of the collision. It is believed the collision occurred between 10:30 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. It is unknown if drugs and or alcohol were a factor in the collision.
And a solo vehicle accident claimed the life of a Burson man on Sunday morning at about 1:45. Barry Godwin was driving northbound on Milton Road at an unknown speed. Just south of South Gulch Road, Godwin failed to negotiate a right curve in the roadway. His vehicle traveled across the southbound lane and onto the west shoulder, where he veered sharply to the right. As the vehicle came back onto the roadway, it overturned several times and went off the east roadway's edge before coming to rest on its roof. Godwin died of his injuries at the scene. The collision is under investigation. It's also unknown if drugs and/or alcohol were a factor in the collision.
Well, a recent decline in crude oil prices proving to be an early Christmas gift. The average price for regular unleaded gas has dropped 22 cents nationwide over the past 3 weeks. In addition, the average price has dropped 40 cents over the past 3 months. The numbers tabulated by the Lundberg Survey. Now, a random price check reveals regular unleaded currently selling in Amador County between $3.13 and $3.69 a gallon, and in Calaveras between $3.16 and $3.26. The highest average price for regular unleaded in the nation, San Francisco Bay Area, $3.58 a gallon, while Tulsa, Oklahoma is the lowest at $1.91.
And if you're looking for a unique handmade Christmas gift, Amador High School's ceramics classes will be selling handmade Christmas ornaments next week and will be donating all proceeds to the Sheriff's Department Toy Drive. The sale will be in front of Amador High on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 18th and 19th, from 7:40 to 8:40 in the morning. All ornaments are $5. The students have been working hard and are happy they can give back to a good cause. This is the first year of this sale, and if it's successful, it will become an annual event. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.